bear catch. They bring it down to Josh White. Josh White feeds it inside to Leiprint. Leiprint goes to take it inside, but we got a tripping call there, and I believe that's going to go against Dunnett. It's going to be his first. And actually, you got to give Gettle and Gallister here a good job for a two-man official. They have been in the right place at the right time.
And it is a fast-paced game, so.
14-14 tie ball game as Dunnett made the first one, but not the second one.
Leiprint going to inbound to White.
Right there.
Basket.
White shot is short. Long rebound. It's chipped out of the way, and it goes out of bounds off of Orban.
I think that was off. Oh, yeah. Wow.
Orban hit it just before they had the collision there, and I think he was hoping the collision meant that it went off ugly, but I think it really did go off Cassidy there, Coach. Clouser with the ball. He feeds it into Leiprint. Leiprint tries to go through the double team, and he shoots up right on top of the double team instead for the 15-footer, making it 16-14 now, an even two-point lead. They get it inside to Dunnett. It didn't look like he was going to make that.
It didn't. It looked like he lost control of the ball, and then he just kind of flipped it up and it went in.
And Dunnett made a nice move, just kind of an alley-oop shot, and it went up and in. Tie ball game, 16-16, or 16 to go. 16's are wild here in the second quarter. Booms has nobody to go to, so he takes one step in and drives off the baseline. His shot's no good. Rebound track down there by Nickel. Nickel hands it off to Orban. Orban brings it across the court. He gives it to a wide-open Dunnett. Dunnett backs his way down against White, and he tries to cut through Boone and White, and he trips. He wants a call, but he backs through there and he trips. So,
no idea where he was going. It would have been a great move if somebody hadn't been there, but he tried to split two guys, and there was just some space.
I'm being told that John Amon, the third official that was supposed to be here tonight, is injured, and they couldn't find a third one. So just to update everybody, and we appreciate that to know. We hope he's okay. Hope he wasn't in an accident or anything on the way here, but hopefully John is doing a little bit better. But the two officials here tonight are doing a great job. We got a 30-second timeout, and we're going to stay right here because neither team is going to take very long on this timeout. It's going to be a quick adjustment here from Ubley, something that Coach Pickles saw. And talked to him a little bit before the game, Mary Lee, and he was telling us that some of the problems he thought at the beginning of the season were his problems, the coaching problem. He said he came in, he tried to implement too many plays too fast and expected his guards to know all these. He said he pulled back a little bit. He said he's very comfortable now. The guards know what they want, know where to be. Post players know, and everybody seems to be on the same page, and everybody's trusting everybody else on defense and offense, and that's why they seem to be on the roll that they've been on.
You know that old adage, keep it simple and do those things that you do really, really well.
Yep. A long shot there by Glasgow. No good. Rebound pulled down by Cassidy. They take it down. Garney with the ball. Now he feeds it over in the corner for a long three by Orban. It's no good. Rebound tipped into the hands of Varney. His shot's no good. Bounced around there. And Israelson had it for a minute, but Josh White did a great job of getting a body on him.
Yeah.
It's something you and I talk about with the big players, and Brett and I talked last week. If you're the post player underneath and you want an over and back call, you got to keep bodying out. You get somebody on your back, and that's exactly what the senior Josh White did for Ubley. And he tied up the sophomore there to get the sophomore's second foul.
Josh, a senior or a junior?
I'm sorry, he's a junior. That's
yeah, right. Yeah. They, you know, two junior post players. Yeah, and
sophomore and junior. There, yeah.
Israelson just he lacks a little bit of experience, but he's going to be good.
Pause it for the three down here in the corner in front of us. No good. Josh White goes up for the rebound. And we're going to get a call from
Paris, maybe
the top official, and it's going to go against the Bearcats, push from behind. They did not get good position to box out there, and they tried to push everybody forward instead. And that first one's going to be against, boom, his first, team's fifth.
They're crashing the board. You know, you got to give them credit for that. They're going after it.
Here comes Ubley's full court press, Coach. Now they got him trapped, Dunnett, but he gets it open to Varney. Ketter threw it away right into the hands of Booms, who is going there to cover the back person. Now they push it up the court to Leiprint in the corner. He tries to cut through, and Leiprint is so smart with the ball. He saw that the fat guy was off kilter there, and he stepped between the two of them and got the reaching foul. You know, that's something you can't teach a player. That's just knowledge. That's just skill there on Leiprint's part.
Well, I think he probably got a little bit of support and guidance.
I think so. He's watched a lot of basketball games over his lifetime, being the youngest, although he's not the youngest anymore. But their next ones that are coming up are going to be about 10 years yet before we see some more Leiprint in the Ubley school system. Foot Marshall Leiprandt sinks both of those, and that's the first baskets we've had in about 3.5 minutes there, making it 18-16.
You're looking at a 2-2-1 press, about maybe 60-75%. They're not even full, but a trapping press.
Varney takes the long three. No good. Rebound track down there by the Bearcats, and it's tipped into the hands of Leiprandt, and that's a good call.
Yeah, he did.
Julie Ghetto saw that stuff on the seat there trying to pick it up. It was tipped back to him from Cleary, and he tried to pick it up and dribble and move at the same time.
I didn't know she was going to catch it. She was almost ahead and up court. Because,
she's another. Both of these guys are really good officials. So Cassidy gets it under their basket. 2:27 to go. Visitors lead here. The Bearcats.
Nice play.
Long three by Cheddar to take the lead for Cassidy. 19-18 for the nice inbound play.
I mean, the inbounder gets the ball back and gets the pin from the other passes.
And Peruski looks to match it up with his own three, but we're going to get a foul called a push-off against the Bearcats underneath, and that's going to go against Marshall Leiprandt, and he's going to pick up his second here. So does Pickler leave him in here for the last 2:11, or did he sub him out?
Oh, boy.
You hate to see him pick up his third foul here.
Right. And they're pressing, so.
And Ubley gets a trap there right in front of the Cassidy bench, but they're going to say Ubley deflected it. And he's electing to leave Leiprandt in here.
Yep, he's got him on the ball. Now they're picking him up, man.
And here they come. Cassidy gets it in easily.
And Cassidy, out of control on
yep, that was a wild shot there by Cassidy. Rebound comes down there by Josh White. You know, I remember the days when I used to ride, Fred, for not being a good official, but hey, the officials get better with time, too, because he's calling a good game tonight.
Doesn't have much choice. Another long board for the Red Hawks.
Varney puts it back up, and it's no good. Rebound again by Leiprandt. Cassidy was taking some good shots there. Now their last three trips down, or last three shots, I should say, have just been wild, forced-up shots. They're looking a little tired right now, though.
Great cut in the middle, wide open. The guard got Boone's the ball, turn around, nice six-foot shot.
I believe that's Boone's first point of the game. He's had some shots, but here comes that press, and Josh White almost picks it off, but it goes right through his leg.
I don't think he touched it,
but it's going to go to Cassidy, and now the officials are going to confer here, which is a great job by them.
I don't think he touched it, but.
And Ghetto and Gallister are saying it went between his legs, and it's going to stay ugly ball. And that was a smart move by Gallister to show that it went through his legs. But if any of the fans were paying attention there, they saw that, and they got it right. And Marshall Leiprandt stays in the game with two fouls, but you know what? He's smart enough. And as I say that, here comes the wiki for him. Nope.
That's
right. What do we know?
Yeah. They have great confidence in the young man. Stick with him.
I think he's pretty smart.
He is.
1:13 to go.
He's improved a ton since we saw him play at Harbor Beach. I'll tell you that. You know, he's a lot more assertive.
Harbor Beach 26, Sandusky 5 at the half. I think Harbor Beach is making a statement there, Coach.
Yeah, I think so. What'd they say about them coming out and playing defense?
And I think I said they had to come out and take it to them. I think they got the message there. I think Ron Rubel got his point across to his players. Cassidy quickly gets the ball up the court there. And Israelson goes up for the layup, and he has a foul drawn. And we had two ugly players go after him, and Josh White and I believe Glaza collided, and I think Glaza got the best of Josh White.
I don't think that's Josh. Josh is on the bench.
Who is that down there? I can't see it. I can't see his number, but they collided heads there. Glaza did with,
Clary?
I'm trying to check the bench to see who's there. That could be Cleary. That looks like it's Cleary that's down. 50 seconds to go here in the first half. I believe 20, Cassidy 19, and Cassidy's shown that they want every right to play this game, that they're not going to hand it over to the ugly Bearcats here, and they've been going back and forth this whole game. That was Nowitzki.
Yeah.
Man, he was all bundled up down there. He didn't look like no 6'2" player standing down there.
No, I think he took one for the team on that.
Now Josh White's going to check into the game, and going to the line is Israelson. Both teams are in the bonus here. So he's got a 1-1 coming. He's got a chance to tie the game up and possibly take the lead. Sophomore shot's up. It rims out. Checking into the game now is for Cassidy. It's going to be Morgan Irving.